Thank you, thank you.
This is Colourful Radio.
I tell you what, it's great to have Tim Campbell in the house, fresh from his triumphant appearance in Question Time last Thursday. Let's give him a round of applause. Come on. Okay. Question Time. You know, usually when you look at Question Time and you see people that you kind of know reasonably well, or you kind of have, feel you have a connection with, you're frightened for them. You know, you kind of hope that they will emerge with their dignity intact. You did more than that, Tim. I would say so.
That's extremely humbling to come from a good friend as you, Henry.
Yeah.
For me, it's one of those experiences where you understand, where you're just going, partly because it was a lifetime ambition to be on Question Time.
Of course.
One of those big shows. But also, I was there having a conversation. So yeah. I wasn't there trying to represent anybody else but myself. And I was going to have a simple conversation. And it was quite fortunate that some of the subject areas were stuff that I felt quite passionate about.
Yes.
But you do have that inward hope. Uh-huh. You don't trip over your words or you don't say the wrong thing.
Yeah.
But thankfully, my mum phoned me up after the show and she was happy. That's all I care about.
Excellent. And the thing is about shows like that, as far as I know, so long as you speak the language of the people, i.e. you don't try and blind them with jargon or science or come across like you're insincere, you usually get a clap. Even if people don't agree with you, they'll say, I think I understand this guy.
I think that the one thing you always see from people when I'm watching as a humble observer is that you see people trying to get applause from the crowd, and it, as you say, it comes across as insincere.
Yeah.
But if you're passionate about something and you genuinely talk to the crowd, I received some interesting advice from both Piers Morgan and Dimbleby, and I took the latter to heart, and it served me well.
All right, okay.
You didn't get any advice from Dizzy Rascal then, because of course, as you know, Dizzy Rascal,
Mr. Paxman, isn't it?
Mr. Rascal, I just wanted to ask you.
Listen, they knew what they were doing with that, and in reality, yeah. I really hold Dizzy's PR responsible.
Yeah.
They were trying to promote him, and it should never have been anywhere near a Paxman show. And the reality, just the picture of seeing Baroness Amos in her dignified self,
exactly,
sitting next to a rather incoherent Dizzy Rascal, was amusing.
Bless him.
Bless his cotton
socks.
But he was never going to, he should never have been on a show like that. PR hung him out to dry on that.
People would have been happy to see you there, Tim.
I don't think I had a I didn't receive any invitation.
I had
my own views on the whole inauguration.
Yep.
And I was happily celebrating in my house after being very tired and waking my daughter up in the morning and saying, she said, did Obama win? And I said, yes, he did. And she said, that means I can do anything. That's a phenomenal moment.
It's powerful,
a long time.
Very much so. How powerful is what's happening right here at Colourful today, then?
Well, Henry, you know, I've known you for an awful long time.
You have.
And I'm so proud of the continued effort that has led to such a momentous day.
Exactly.
It's the materialisation of a lot of hard work, a lot of pain, and a lot of laughter. And for me to be here talking to you now in your studio is DAB.
Exactly.
Registered. Legal.
We keep saying this, you know, in terms of the DAB and the reach of this thing. I keep saying, from Reading in the west to Canvey Island in the east.
You're going to do the tour, aren't you?
I know. From, I think it's Leighton Buzzard in the north.
He's just showing off his geography again, Chris. He's just showing off.
Through to a combination of, I think, Crawley and Haywards Heath in the south.
Mate, they're going to give you the keys to Leighton Buzzard soon.
Oh, my God. Believe me, I'm pushing them all the time today. But it's great because, obviously, satellite and online is wonderful, but not very portable. And people don't carry their computer around the house unless it's a kind of very powerful little laptop.
Yep.
And it's just tremendous to know that people are getting us all over that area. It's fantastic.
I think it's the manifestation of a dream. And lots of people should... We always look to the televisions, the so-called celebrities, about what they've achieved. And that usually comes as the consequence, like I did, of somebody else having control of your destiny.
Yeah.
In reality, what you've controlled here, yourself, Kofi and Gordon, and the superb team around you. And I have to say that because Chris has given me a 50 quid note.
Thanks,
for putting me in.
The reality is that you've persevered. And now you have something that is tangible, it's real, and it's incredibly humbling to sit across from you and your dream and be part of your dream.
Well, you mentioned Gordon Mack, founder of Kiss FM, and of course, I mean, you played your own role, Tim, in kind of bringing us together. I mean, I've met Gordon a few times before he really became involved in Colourful, and I'd reached out to him about a couple of years ago, and he was too busy doing his Z-Bar thing down in Brixton. And then I said to you, Tim, you know Gordon, blah, blah, blah. And you said, well, I can put you in touch with him again, and you did, and then it was kind of easier to talk about what we're going to try and do here after you kind of did your thing. And here we are today. And what's great as well is when I think about today, you know, I mean, I've had no sleep. Seriously, look at my face. Look at my face.
You look
right?
good. You
and
look
I'm
good.
bothered. I'm bothered. Okay. You know why? Because I just was so excited.
Yeah.
I tried to go to bed at 10, then 10:30, then 12, then 12:30. Got up for some chocolate, okay, and then some tea, okay. And I thought to myself, you know what? I'm not going to be able to sleep. Mm. I'm too excited. And then started off the breakfast show at 7 o'clock. And I found myself nervous for the first time for years.
Good.
I don't get nervous doing this. It feels good. Natural. But I felt,
oh, you breathing. Have guests. You have guests.
Yeah, yes, we have guests. Do we?
You do.
I can see somebody very familiar. A sister with a big smile and very big hair behind us. Do you want to tell us who it is?
We should get her in.
It looks like the legendary Kanye King.
The legend.
I think we should bring
of the Mobile Awards. Kanye King. Well, we'll see if she's happy to come in at this point. Fine. If not, perhaps a little bit later on. But think about it. This morning, starting off with some very significant guests, some of them heavyweight, literally, like the Conservative Party chairman, Eric Pickles.
That's no joke. And then you had the likes of David Lammy.
David Lammy, Minister of State. Vince Cable.
The most sensible man in the whole of the House.
Exactly.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. This is a testament to what you've actually achieved.
Exactly.
I think I didn't have any part to play. It was destined. It was destined to happen. And it's now. But now, today's the first day, though, isn't it?
What's
the plans? What's the plans? Tell me the plans.
Tim's now turning gamekeeper here. Okay. Well, I mean, the plan is to get big, to get strong, for people to know the brand, okay, to get lots of advertising, to really kind of live out what we've promised. Playing brilliant music, programmed by Chris right here, can tell us a bit more about the music, because I know you're a soul head, Tim, yes?
That's right.
That's right, for mature people who really understand music and want to really celebrate its history, I think. That's the right thing, isn't it, Chris?
I think so. I mean, there's a lot of soul being surgically removed from music on radio today.
Cleansed.
It seems that, black music, urban music has veered off towards some kind of chordal, tonal sound akin to Elton John, and not what we're used to, which is a link to the blues. So
yes, that's right.
We want to kind of celebrate the tradition of soul music, at the same time build something new. So we're representing new artists and classic artists that are doing music still.
Will there be live instruments in the music you're playing?
Yeah, there'll be actually people playing like drums and stuff.
Like
and we've got things like the new Leon Ware on our playlist here. We've got Jazz and Nova featuring Leon Ware. We've got Dwele. You name it. We've got real artists here. The sort of artists that can step up on any stage in London and just wow you and just give it a little tinkle in your heart.
Dwele, actually, I used to make tapes back in the day, because you used to make tapes for your girlfriend.
Doing a bootleg business.
No. I used to make tapes for your girlfriend and she could play while you weren't there, except now my wife.
Yes, very good.
You know it's serious when you're making tapes
for a girl.
They don't understand that these days.
They don't understand that,
these
kids.
You just plug their iPod in and set some
tunes on. S-A-T-D-K.
And I used to make tapes, and there was one, this little ad-lib, Angel by Dwele, and my wife loved her. Oh, that is the one. That convinced my now wife to be my wife.
Beautiful. Wow. A bit like
her nickname. I'm going to tell Dwele that when he comes
in. Tell her that's fact. She's now my angel off the back of that.
So Dwele is your Stevie Wonder, in like Obama.
Obama, yeah.
You see? Spiritual connections all over the place. And we were talking to David Lammy earlier.
Yeah.
Essentially, Obama's top spa here in London. And Juju was teasing him and saying, look, did you really know this guy at Harvard or did you just pass him in the canteen?
Yeah. And what was the answer?
He was laughing his head off. He said, look, I didn't really know him back then. I mean, he's 12 years older than me, blah, blah, blah. And then she said, can you get the hookup? Can we give us a hookup? come April, I think first weekend in April, is that right? When he's here for the G20 summit?
That's right.
He's gonna have a really tightly kind of regulated program.
G20?
While he's here. That's right.
Who's in there? Lithuania.
Everyone's in there now.
It's getting bigger every year.
It's a lottery.
I think it's the G8, then the kind of strong emerging markets. That's right, isn't it? The BRIC countries like China and whatever, Brazil, people like that sort of thing. But no, I tell you, Tim, it's really good to have you here on this day.
Thank you so much.
In terms of optimism and kind of sending out the positive signals, what do people look to you for? Because people are saying that to us, we like what you're doing. Yep. We're really pleased that you're able to do it without all the help that other people get.
Yep.
You're trying to provide that for other young people. I heard plug in, Bright Ideas Trust as much as you could on Question Time on Thursday evening. I hope you got the checks on Friday morning. But people look to you, I suppose they stop you and say, Tim, I'm glad you're doing it. Help us out, mate.
Yep.
Or I want to do what you do. Is that happening still?
Well, not so much. And I'm quite pleased about that, because I'm no different from you or everyone I see who out there persevering, trying to make their dreams a reality. Mm. What I'm able to do is, through our organisation, the Bright Ideas Trust, provide a package of support for young people who want to start their own businesses. So 16 to 30-year-olds who have a passion about something, whether that be in the creative fields like yourself, or that's the more business side behind what you do, so that supports your creative endeavours. We are able to give them mentors, advisors, and startup capital to get their businesses off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives me great pleasure that people are no longer saying that they want to be a reality TV star,
yep,
but they're actually saying they want to be a business owner. And I can facilitate that through the contacts and the organisation that we've created. And that is my greatest achievement today.
Yeah.
We have three businesses that we're actually invested money into. They've grown their companies and they're out there, they're trading now. So we're doing good stuff. And much aside from, as on Question Time, people talking about a broken Britain,
yeah,
I see people who are, even in this difficult economic time, seeing lots of opportunities and grabbing them, just like yourself.
Mm. And who actually invests in you so that you can invest in other people?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there are so many people out there, I know, who've got big hearts and really want to help the youth do something, but they haven't got the money, they haven't got the wherewithal, they haven't got the contacts and the know-how, really.
Yeah.
And they're struggling themselves. Yeah. So where do you get your resources from to help other people?
Yeah, I'm quite fortunate that not only do I pay my own... I eat my own dog food, as the famous phrase was once said, in terms of I actually support and fund the organisation throughout my own endeavours, but I get massive support from the likes of Bank of America, Herbert Smith, WPP, a huge amount of corporate support, who are, much aside from just around corporate social responsibility, they're actually focused on the actual return on investment.
Mm-hmm.
So we're starting in creating enterprises, therefore they're paying tax, they're creating employment, and that is the whole circle of the capitalist environment, which I'm proud to support. So I have... as well as going out there and doing what people would have seen in Hustle, that guy was selling his heart on his sleeve with Hancock, with Will Smith, I'm actually going out there and giving a business case of why big business should be supporting small business.
And what kind of people are coming to you? What kind of people are you finding out there? Because you know the big organisations, they say, we can't really recruit right now.
Yep.
Not necessarily because there's a recession, but the talent isn't really here. We're having to bring people in from outside. What level of talent are you finding out there, and where?
For me, I'm working predominantly in London. So we have inner city focus to what we're doing.
Yeah.
And we're working within the Olympic boroughs. So
you're an East London man deeply, aren't you? Deeply.
Very much so. But we've spread our wings. Obviously, you've let me come across the water now. So for me, we're working in the major London boroughs where there's major issues around worklessness, teenage pregnancies, some of the problems, but we'll actually find a little oasis within those areas and finding young people who want to make a difference. And they don't want a handout. They don't want to be patted on the head and patronised or hear people pontificating about a lost generation. What they're interested in is finding people who are actually going to help them through information exchange, to support their endeavours to create an enterprise.
Brilliant, Tim. Isn't it fantastic to have Tim Campbell here?
Inspirational. Thank you for coming in, sir.
No, thank you for inviting me. I look forward to hearing more Dwele on this station.
Well, I was going to say, is
Mrs. Campbell.
Mrs. Campbell. Is she listening right now?
I hope so. And if she's not, we can get it back, can't we?
That's right. You go to the website, colourfulradio.com, and press listen again. Or, obviously, on your DAB set now.
Aha.
You have DAB at
home. DAB.
You have DAB. Okay, you.
This is Colourful Radio.